Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, y'all, it's Melissa from the Love Hour podcast, and I'm joined by my husband and co-host,
The Kev on Stage, here to tell you about another amazing podcast from Audioboom. It's called Fam for Our Moms, hosted by two amazing ladies, Susan Yara and Sharzad Kiade, and they dive into mom topics that are both hilarious and serious.
This original podcast from Audio Boom premieres on Wednesday, January 29th, with new episodes every Wednesday after that and available on your favorite podcast app right now. You're definitely going to want to check out this podcast where the ladies dive into some of the most relatable, hilarious, and fun topics that covers everything motherhood. We all know that motherhood is an enjoyable experience, but it also can be very challenging and at times quite hilarious. Make sure that you tune in right now to this hilarious podcast where you can listen to a clip where you'll hear Susan and Sharzad discuss when they knew they wanted to have kids and how their childhood experiences shaped their decision to do so.
And while you're listening, be sure to search for and subscribe to Fam for All Moms in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Sharzad.
Hi, I'm Susan.
Woo! You guys are still here, hopefully. You're going to come back again and again.
I actually have a question for you, Sharzad.
Talk to me.
How did you know you wanted to have kids? And I ask that all the time because I know I wasn't one of those people. I definitely did not want to have kids. And we'll talk about that later. But I want to know, how did you know you wanted to have kids?
I know that about you. And I think it's interesting. And it's why I wanted to talk about this, because we have different viewpoints. And that's great. I was just one of those people that loved kids, truly, from the bottom of my heart, loved being around little kids. 5-year-old kids was like my favorite age always. But I grew up in a big family. I grew up with a lot of cousins. I've mentioned this before, but I'm half Iranian. So usually, stereotypically, and there's a lot of truth to it, Iranians have huge families. And that was definitely the case for me. So I grew up with a lot of cousins. I come from a pretty decent sized family, older brother, little sister. When I was 5, basically for my 5th birthday, I got a little sister as a gift. My sister was born right before my 5th birthday, and I just felt like she was my doll. And I got to learn how to change her diaper, and I thought that was just so cool as a little girl to have a live doll to play with.
That sounds like a nightmare to me.
I still think that way.
How's your sister feel about that?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her. But I really enjoyed being around kids. And even in high school, one of my jobs senior year was working at a daycare close to my house. And I just thought it was really fun to be around little ones. I knew that I wanted to attempt to be a mom. I used to think I'd have 3 or 4 kids. I just thought that sounded wonderful to just hang out with little kids. I also feel like I had an awesome mom, and she made me want to be a mom. I thought she was an incredible example of just a really loving, warm human. And she also worked, and she had this unique balance of like being a working mom. And I truly always thought of myself that I'd be a working mom. That was like one of my goals. Marriage, I was iffy about.
Yeah, same.
Because I've always been boy crazy, and the thought of one man, just I didn't know how I could handle that.
We're like the call me daddy girls, except when they have now settled down and had kids.
Luckily, when I entered into my relationship with Michael, I'd had a lot of experience, and I was comfortable that I was making one of the best decisions of my life to be with him. It was a no-brainer for me personally when I met Michael, and I knew he wanted to have kids. He has 3 sisters, so he came from a good-sized family as well, and he liked kids. You know, some guys don't necessarily vocalize their love for kids, but I knew he'd be really into kids and be a great person to raise them with. But when we got married, I met him when I was 25. We got married at 26. So when I think about that now, I was pretty young, but it worked really well for us. He's 9 years older than me, so he was ready to settle down as well. But one of the things that was important for me to do before I had kids was to travel. And luckily for me, like, I was able to, and I grew up with just a really well-traveled set of parents. My dad's an immigrant, as I've mentioned before. He came to America when he was 25 from Iran. My mom lived in multiple countries. She traveled around the world as a hippie for like 3 years, lived in India, lived in England, lived in Iran, where she met my dad and came back to America with him. And so I've really been exposed to a lot of culture, and travel was something that was just, it had to happen before kids. I had this fear going into motherhood that I would like never go to another country again.
And like never set foot on an airplane.
Never go anywhere again. And I was sort of scared that my life before I became a mom, I felt like my life was going to kind of end in some ways. I guess I had this weird fear and I really wanted to like check some things off a bucket list.
You know, I think upbringing really does a lot to you. Mm-hmm. I get along with my family. I love my family. Mm-hmm. They are my life. But I also felt like, you know, I grew up pretty poor. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was in charge of my sisters. And actually I had two, I say had because long story, but I have. I guess I'm going to say I have. Mm-hmm. I also have two adopted brothers. Mm-hmm. So we had mm-hmm. a large family. And well,
I didn't know that, Susan.
Yes, I know. This is a conversation for another time.
Okay.
So I felt like I was in charge of my sisters, essentially, because my parents were both working during the day and stuff. Like when I say I was in charge of my sisters, when I went off to college, like the first week of college, my sister called me and she's like, can I go over to so-and-so's house because mom and dad aren't here to, you know, like ask. And I was like, you got to ask mom and dad. I'm not there. Like, she just assumed that I could, like, she just calls me because I'm mom number two, like that kind of thing. So I think I felt like I had a lot of like raising of kids in my life. And I really, you know, my mom really drilled in me. She was like, you don't want to be poor. You don't want to be struggling. You want to get an education. I'm the first person in my entire family to get a college, to actually graduate from college.
Wow.
So it was
that.
Like the first and foremost, like most important thing to my mom to like drill in me was like, go get an education, go start a career, make some money, you know, like go do something like that. Like, it's not always about having a family. It's not always about, you know, like taking care of others and stuff. And, you know, like obviously, I now take care of my family and that feels really, really good. Mm-hmm. But that was probably like my driving force was my mom in my ear being like, go do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And I just never saw kids fitting into that. I never saw marriage fitting into that either, which is kind of funny that I ended up being married with kids later. So I went through like my entire 20s being like very hardcore feminist, which is kind of funny because I've like really chilled out on being a feminist. not that I don't support women, but I'm not as hardcore as I was.
Yeah.
And I just didn't really envision that. I didn't see kids in my future because I had so much work to do in my mind. And I still do. I think, you know, it was really hard marrying an Indian man. I didn't realize was going to be very hard on the family to hear from me say that I don't necessarily want to have kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that was almost like, you know, it was when I had this realization, we got engaged. And everything was like peachy and we were planning a wedding and all that stuff. But on our wedding, the first question we got from everybody was, so when are you having kids? And it was kind of weird to be like, what did I just get myself into?
You mean his side of the family?
My dad was like, she's not going to have kids. Like,
also, your parents were really young when they had you.
They were very young. Yeah. My parents were, I mean, they're not really young, but they were young. They were, my mom was 20 and my dad was 19. Yeah,
that's
so that's
young.
Yeah, that's young. And, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, ooh, this is going to be a touchy subject. And it actually made our first year of marriage really hard because, you know, what's funny is like, I don't think I realized how hardcore about not wanting to have kids I was until I got married. And suddenly it felt like a pressure to have kids because then I was like, then I started being more like, no, we're not having kids. Why don't you understand that?
And
like
I think the decision was taken away from you or
something. Well, it wasn't even that. I think we just never had that real talk. Mm-hmm. I think maybe I was more open-minded to having kids before I got married. And then when it started feeling like I had pressure, I was like, oh, no, I'm not having kids. Sorry. And he was like, well, we didn't discuss this, you know? And so, you know, that felt a little weird. And so I really pushed back on it and I stayed open-minded and I thought about it. We were married for 5 years before I finally said to him, you know, and it doesn't sound very romantic, but I was like, I think I would regret more in the future, like when I'm older, not having a kid than having a kid. Like, I know I can do this.
Right.
And I also felt like my career was starting to go the way I wanted it to, because I finally decided to be brave and start my own thing. Mm-hmm. Right. So I went off, quit my job, started Mixed Makeup. I had to deal with that baby first. Mm-hmm. And once I started feeling like that baby was going, I was like, you know, maybe I could handle a kid. If anything, I can handle one kid. I can do everything once. Right. Like, in my life, that's always been kind of the way I think about life is I can do everything once.